Hi, Jake. Matt!
Hiya,
what are you doing?
How you doing? How was Joliet?
Oh, it's bad. Thursday night, they serve a wicked pepper steak.
Can't be as bad as the cabbage roll at the Terre Haute Federal Pier.
Or that oatmeal at the Cook County Slammer.
Oh, they're all pretty bad.
Matt, me and Elwood, we're putting the band back together. We need you and Blue Lou.
Don't talk that way around here. My lady, she'll kill me.
Ma'am, you gotta understand that this is a lot bigger than any domestic problems you might be experiencing.
Get this, it was 40 years ago today that the Blues Brothers premiered in Chicago. It opened in Chicago and then premiered nationwide 4 days later. But when I think of Joliet, Jake, I think of Tom Gimbel from the LaSalle Network.
Because I'm on a mission from God?
Because you're wearing sunglasses when you drive in the dark, that's why.
I think I like the first option better. How are you, my friend?
It's great to talk to you. It's been too long. You know, and yes. Tom, I just want you to explain for me what's going on in the job market, because I keep hearing, you know, different things. I think the overriding thing I hear is people say, well, it's this extended unemployment. But then we keep getting anecdotal stories from other places where I talked to a guy who runs an Italian bakery in Jefferson Park, started the show with it. He said he's had 40 workers come in and out of his bakery so far this year, and he can't keep them, that they keep leaving and going to other jobs. Now, those people aren't staying off the job because of unemployment. What's going on out there?
So those people are leaving because they are getting job offers for more money, and or they're getting job offers closer to home. So we've really got a white-collar, blue-collar divide.
Okay.
We've got blue-collar and service people who have to be in the office, right? The cashier at Walgreens can't work remotely. The delivery driver can't work remotely. So those people have to go in, and you got the white-collar workers, because unemployment is so low in non-service-level jobs that office workers are really in demand, and they're saying, you know, I want to stay home, I want remote work, and they're in the driver's seat. And then you have people that are at very low level that are making more or as much or close to it,
right,
on unemployment that don't. So it's a confluence of events, Steve, that's bringing it together to make it so difficult for everybody.
Well, that makes the most sense of any explanation I've heard so far. And so the job market then, despite the number of people who aren't replaced or haven't been reemployed since the pandemic, the job market is red hot.
But I've been doing this for 25 years, I've never seen a job market like this. If you want to be a waiter or a waitress, if you want to be in a customer service call center, if you're in accounting, you know, there are jobs for everybody who wants one. Now, the difference is it may not pay what you want. And that's a problem all the time. And employers have to figure out where that Mason-Dixon line is of what they're willing to pay and reduce their profits to get people to come in. But then you're having, you know, I'm hearing stories of people that they're still, because the market's the way it is, they're not coming in on time and they're taking advantage of the situation. So there really is I'm not anti-worker, there's just a lot of problems out
there. Yeah, so I want to start at the lower wage workers and then we'll work up a little bit. But, you know, I'm just thinking the jobs that would be a first job for people, and you've always got this crop of high schoolers or college students sort of growing into it. You know, jobs like lifeguards, some pools aren't going to be open or restricted hours. I saw a story about a camp where the number of counselors is so far down that they're going to have to restrict the numbers of campers at some of these camps. Explain that one for me. These are basically, I would imagine, minimum wage jobs. Are these young people finding better paying jobs that are also entry level?
Yeah, so you've got that. You've also got people that are kids that have decided, because they weren't in school, some of them weren't in school all of last year. You've got summer school enrollment in colleges has increased. You've got people that are taking college credits at junior colleges to take advantage of that opportunity now, because they've haven't made as much money to be able to afford college in the fall, so they're doing some cheaper options to get credits. So on the kids' side, that's why. And when things started to close up last year, people really started to get it's mindset, right? We've talked about that book before, I think, but there's a lot of mindset, and it's saying that's not an option, even if it's back open. People aren't going back to those jobs, and the whole situation of hiring people back, that ship has sailed. The companies that furloughed or let people go, they're either not wanting those people back or they've hired other folks. That's gone. And so the opportunity on the entry level, that's where there's not a skills match. And so the people may not, you know, somebody who was working as a server may not want to be a lifeguard, right? That doesn't work. And then you've got restaurants that didn't make any money for the past 15 months or very minimal, and they can't afford to be fully staffed. I eat out a lot for, one, I can't cook, and two, for work. And I have never seen such low levels of servers and busboys.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, the story I keep hearing from those people is that they can't find the workers. You're telling me that they can't necessarily afford the workers.
There's both.
Yeah.
They can't find the workers who are going to be able to do the job. The problem is people think that anybody can be a good server, that anybody can be a good call center operator just because it's the lowest level of skills, of trained skills. And that's just not true. There's good and bad at every single job. And what's happening is, and this is where the biggest problem is. So you talk to anybody who runs a restaurant, why they can't find workers, and that is the extra unemployment benefits in most states.
So if we're going to blame the unemployment benefits, it's going to be at the restaurants?
Yes.
Okay. And is it also possible that because there are so many jobs available outside of the restaurant industry, that because it's a particularly difficult and unrewarding job sometime, that people are just going to the call centers or going to Walgreens or going somewhere else?
No, I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Okay.
I think there's a little bit, and this is me putting on my amateur sociology hat.
That's why you're here.
And that is, I think there's a little woe is me. It's been a really hard 15, 16 months. And there's a lot of people that are discouraged from the job market of either they didn't feel safe or that why was I let go or why was I furloughed and not the person sitting next to me? Or if the restaurant kept two people, why was I the one that got furloughed or let go? And when you have a situation where there wasn't evictions, that wasn't legal to evict people, it wasn't legal to repossess cars, and I'm not saying it should have been. I'm just saying that we've been set up for a situation where people aren't as motivated as they were 18 months ago.
Okay, we got a minute left, and you and I have talked about the wages since we've met each other, and the minimum wage and the fact that, you know, and whatever. Do you think because of the demand right now and because employers are raising their pay to get workers in, do you think we're going to see a long-term elevation in workers' pay?
That's an interesting question. I think it'll be city by city. You know, we're talking Chicago, right?
Sure.
I think you'll see an elevation in pay, but I think it'll level off. And what we're going to see is things. This summer is a real telltale sign. Restaurants are open. There's pent-up demand. People are spending money. And restaurant owners are going to figure out how they're going to balance. And I've seen a lot of it. You talked about the food. I think you guys were talking about the food truck earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
And so whether it's taking food to the people or it's doing people standing in line and then going and sitting down or fewer servers, that people need to make money. And small restaurants, especially mom and pops, they can't afford to bring back everybody and pay them $15 an hour plus tips. And so you really got that dynamic, too, of where the tip-generated salaries come from versus higher hourly salaries and where that fits. It's a really tough dynamic right now to be a small business owner.
Tom Gimbel from the LaSalle Network. Follow him at LaSalle Network. Great to talk to you again, Tom.
Always good talking to you, Steve. Stay healthy.
All right, you too. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720. So what do you think? What do you think is keeping workers away from the jobs? Are they working elsewhere? Are they sitting home on their unemployment? Have you run into restaurants, places you want to go, that aren't up to capacity because of a lack of workers? We're going to take some phone calls and texts after the news. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. Get on the line now or send us a text. We'll talk about it right after the news from Lauren Lapka coming up.